Time to jump back into our talk about puppies with Walt Noah from Black Duck Outfitters. And this is part two, continued from our last outdoor report earlier this hour. Let's talk about the folks that may have gotten a dog over the last 6 months. You know, a puppy dog, maybe even right at Christmas time. That happens a lot, you know, I hear.
I have gotten quite a few phone calls for training for already for next summer, and it's all puppies.
Yeah.
And I think what we need to, maybe what we need to talk about is more not what to do with your puppy than what we need to do in training. Because the training for puppies is, you know, we're going to do the introduction to the bird, introduction to the gun, introduction to the collar. But unless you really know what you're doing with the gun, at least do that with me. That's something I can't fix. If you truly have a truly gun-shy dog, they're done. They're pretty much done as hunting dogs. So let's not create a problem when we don't need to.
Yeah, it's more about what not to do right now, isn't it, for puppies?
With puppies, it is. It's, you know, people tend to push their dogs too fast. You know, a puppy has to be a puppy. So let them be a puppy. I mean, if you've got a puppy now, you're going to be able to hunt that dog this next fall. And the only thing that I really am going to require out of that puppy for his first season is he's got to come when he's called. Now, and all dogs are different. Some progress a lot faster than others. So I have to say that's on a one-to-one basis. But for the most part, just get that puppy out. Get him in the woods as much as you can. Let's make birds the most important thing in his life. And it's usually the second season when we go to school.
Gotcha.
And that's the wool training or, flushers, because you can progress with flushers a little faster with puppies than you can pointers. Because for upland hunting, the one thing the dog has to do is he's got to stay within 25 yards of you. So that's stuff we can work on now. You know, and we'll probably start the end of April, 1st of May. That depends on how the spring's going, and it looks like it's going to be an early spring.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll have birds, and all they need to do is give me a call. We set up a time. I really like the first time they bring the dog out. I like to see where the dog's at. And then we sit down and we make a plan where we want to go.
Sure.
And again, remember, it's not what I want out of your dog. It's what you want out of your dog.
Right. Well, excellent. Why don't you give me your phone number in case they want to give you a call and make an appointment?
Okay, it's 906-399-0557.
Walt Noah from Black Duck Outfitters. And do you have a website yet?
Yes, we do. BlackDuckHuntingPreserve.com.
BlackDuckHuntingPreserve.com. Check it out. You can see some pictures there as well. Walt Noah, thank you so much for your time as usual. Can't wait to keep talking to you on a more regular basis now.
That'll be shortly.
All right.
Thanks, Adam.
We'll catch up with you again soon, Walt.
Thanks.
This is The Outdoor Show.